Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking on a topic that a lot of business owners, well, they dread it, but they know they just can't ignore it. Small business bookkeeping. We've been going through a ton of material on building a financial foundation, and one analogy in our sources just, you know, it nails it. It says that running a company without proper financial records is like sailing a ship with no navigation instruments.
Yeah, you're just operating completely blind. And that analogy is perfect because bookkeeping really is the infrastructure. It's the foundation.
For everything else.
For every single decision. It creates the structure you need, giving you that transparent, real-time look at how your business is actually performing. Without it, you're just guessing.
Okay, so before we go any further, we have to clear up the biggest point of confusion, especially for new owners. Bookkeeping versus accounting.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the terms used interchangeably all the time, but they're really distinct functions, aren't they?
Oh, completely. It's a crucial distinction. I mean, think of bookkeeping as the systematic documentation. It's the data collection phase.
So tracking sales, logging receipts, processing payments, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. The day-to-day history.
Mm-hmm.
And accounting. Well, accounting is the analysis and interpretation. It takes all that organized data to assess your financial health, mm-hmm. to see the trends, and, you know, give strategic advice.
So bookkeepers are the historians, and accountants are the strategists.
That's a great way to put it.
All right, so let's unpack that. Why does this daily documentation, this history, matter so much, beyond just telling me what I spent last month?
Well, the most immediate benefit is just visibility. Financial visibility. Good records are your early warning system.
Okay.
They let you monitor what you owe to suppliers, your accounts payable, and maybe more importantly, what your customers owe you, your accounts receivable. It lets you see your performance, but really, it's about understanding your cash. Where is it? Where's it going?
And then there's the big one. The ultimate fear for any entrepreneur is, you know, the tax man. Compliance must be a huge motivator here.
It's the ultimate insurance policy. I mean, proper documentation helps you avoid late fees, penalties from the IRS, and it stops you from missing other things too, like licensing fees or property taxes.
And if you get audited?
If you get audited, those records are your only defense. If your records are a mess, you can't prove your expenses, and that can lead to some really significant liabilities, not just a small fine.
But the power of good paperwork goes way beyond just compliance. I mean, if you want to grow, you need proof. And that proof is in the books.
Precisely. If you're going for a loan, a credit line, a grant, a bank isn't going to lend money to a mystery. They need to see clear financials to assess their risk.
Right.
Without that clarity, any kind of strategic planning, hiring someone, buying new equipment, it's basically impossible. You're just flying blind.
And we shouldn't forget the exit plan. The quality of your books directly impacts your company's valuation.
Absolutely. If you ever want to sell or bring on a partner, the due diligence is intense. I've seen businesses with floppy records get much lower offers, or the deal just falls apart. Clean records prove your history, they prove your performance, and that supports a much higher valuation.
And there's a psychological benefit too, which I think gets overlooked. Just knowing your numbers, being able to look at a dashboard and understand where you stand.
It lets you sleep at night.
Yeah, that peace of mind alone is worth the effort. Okay, now that we get the why, let's dive into the how. Before we get into the day-to-day ledgers, there's a huge strategic choice you have to make right at the start, the accounting methodology.
Right. And this choice has massive implications for your tax planning.
It's basically between accrual and cash basis accounting. They give you a fundamentally different views of the business.
Completely different.
Okay, so walk us through accrual first. What's that perspective?
So with accrual, you record income and expenses when the transaction occurs. It doesn't matter when the cash actually changes hands.
So if I send an invoice today, I book that revenue today. Even if they don't pay me for 30 days.
Exactly. It gives you a more accurate picture of your true long-term profitability because you're matching revenues with the expenses you incurred to, you know, generate them. Most larger businesses have to use it.
The big drawback I always hear, though, is that it forces you to pay tax on money you haven't actually collected yet.
That is the trade-off. And that's why the simpler alternative, cash basis, is so popular with smaller, more straightforward businesses.
Because with cash basis, you only document things when money actually moves.
Mm-hmm. When funds hit your account or when a payment leaves it, it's simple. And it makes sure you're not paying the IRS before your clients have even paid you.
And there's a pretty specific limit on who can use that simple method, right? A threshold.
There is. It's a really specific U.S. rule. Hash basis is generally only available for businesses with average annual gross receipts of $26 million or less over the last 3 years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, if you go over that, you pretty much have to switch to accrual for tax purposes. It really highlights why you need to talk to an expert from day one. That choice sets up your whole system.
Okay, so let's get into the daily operations. Every business needs three core ledgers. Let's start with the one that dictates survival, the cash book.
The cash book is your daily pulse. It records every single monetary transaction in and out. For a lot of small businesses, especially ones on tight margins, this is the most critical record.
It tells you if you can make rent next week.
It does. It shows you your cash flow, your availability right now.
Okay, next up, the sales ledger. This is where the money is supposed to be coming from.
Exactly. The sales ledger tracks everything you've sold, what's been paid, and what's still outstanding. That outstanding part is your accounts receivable.
And managing that is everything.
It's vital. This is where you get your aging report, that tool that shows you who's 30, 60, 90 days past due. That report is the lifeblood of managing your cash flow.
And finally, the purchase ledger. This tracks what you owe.
Right. Your accounts payable. This tracks all your acquisitions, your outstanding bills. Good management here keeps your suppliers happy, and it also lets you take advantage of early payment discounts.
Which can add up to a surprising amount over a year.
They really can.
Okay, let's switch gears from recording to verification. Reconciliation. This is the error-catching net that ties it all together.
It is. Reconciliation is where you cross-reference your own internal records, your ledgers, against your bank statements, your credit card statements. You should be doing this at least monthly, ideally weekly.
And it's not just about balancing the books.
No, not at all. This process is what catches errors. It catches potential fraud. It makes sure your books are an accurate reflection of reality.
And the rule is, if there's a difference, no matter how small, you have to find it. You can't just ignore it.
You cannot. An unreconciled difference is a red flag. It points to an error or an irregularity or worse. If you get comfortable with those little unexplained differences, that's how major problems like embezzlement can hide and grow.
Our sources also mentioned a really interesting strategic use for this process called job costing.
Yes, job costing is a game changer for any service business or, you know, anyone who handles distinct projects like construction or design.
So how does it work?
It means you systematically allocate every single expenditure, every hour of labor, every spare part, to a specific job number. This lets you assess the true profitability of each individual job.
So instead of just thinking, we made $50,000 this month, you can say, Project A was actually a disaster because our material costs went through the roof, but Project B was super efficient.
Precisely. It gives you the insight to stop underpricing your work. Mm-hmm. It helps you see which clients or which types of jobs are actually costing you money so you can make smarter decisions going forward.
Now we have to talk about the biggest killer of small businesses. Cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Even profitable businesses fail because they run out of cash.
This is probably the starkest warning in all of the research. A business can look profitable on paper, but if you don't have the cash to make payroll on Friday, you're insolvent. Poor cash flow management causes more failures than anything else.
So forecasting isn't just a nice to have, it's a survival tool.
Absolutely. Our sources recommend projecting your cash flow forward for at least 13 weeks. That way, you can spot a potential shortfall 3 or 4 weeks out when you still have time to do something about it.
And what are those immediate responses when you see a gap coming?
You have a few levers you can pull. You can offer early payment discounts to customers to get cash in faster. You can delay any non-critical expenses. Or, you know, if you need to, you can apply for a working capital loan before it becomes an emergency. The key is acting early.
When it comes to chasing those late payments, it seems the human touch works best.
Yeah, the data shows that a friendly, proactive reminder a few days before an invoice is due is way more effective than angry collection calls after the fact.
Okay, before we get to technology, we have to talk about tax compliance. Specifically, sales tax and payroll tax. These are not your average debts.
No, this is the highest risk area. For sales tax, remember, you're collecting that money on behalf of the government.
Right, it's not your money.
Exactly. If you fail to remit it, authorities often treat that as theft of public funds. The penalties are incredibly severe.
And payroll tax carries that dreaded personal liability risk.
It does. For federal payroll taxes, the owners, and sometimes officers of the company, can be held personally liable for unpaid amounts. even if you're an LLC or a corporation.
Meaning they can go after your house, your personal savings?
Yes. Your personal assets are on the line, so those funds have to be prioritized above everything else.
Moving into the modern era, manual bookkeeping is just, it's so inefficient. Software seems less like a convenience and more like a necessity for growth.
Oh, it's the gateway to productivity. Good accounting software eliminates so much duplicate data entry. It syncs with your bank, accelerates reconciliation with AI matching. What used to take a whole weekend now takes maybe an hour.
And the real-time access is key. Being able to check your cash position on your phone is, I mean, it's essential for a busy owner.
Definitely. And my number one piece of advice when you're choosing software, talk to your accountant first. Make sure whatever you pick integrates seamlessly with their systems. It will save you so much time and money come tax season.
Which brings us to the outsourcing decision. Most owners start out wearing all the hats, including the bookkeeper's hat, but you have to think about the opportunity cost.
You do. An owner's time is best spent generating revenue, not wrestling with debits and credits. When the business starts to grow, or frankly, if you just lack confidence in the numbers, hiring a professional makes so much financial sense. They're faster and they make fewer errors.
Right. And once a business really starts to mature, you need to go beyond simple transaction recording. You need things like internal controls.
This is so important. The most fundamental principle, even in a five-person company, is segregation of duties.
Meaning you can't have one person controlling an entire financial transaction from start to finish.
Exactly. You separate the person who authorizes the payment from the person who records it and the person who reconciles the bank statement. It creates a natural check and balance that makes fraud much, much harder to pull off.
And as you scale, your reporting has to evolve too, right? You're not just reporting to yourself anymore.
That's right. The data is the same, but the reports need to be tailored. Management needs operational dashboards. Lenders need to see your debt service capacity and your covenant compliance.
Making sure you're hitting the targets you promised the bank.
Right. And investors, they need to see reports focused purely on returns and growth.
All of which helps you manage risk, I assume. You're watching out for things like credit risk.
Credit risk, which is customers not paying you. Operational risk from failed internal processes. And compliance risk, which is penalties from regulatory violations. You can only manage those risks if you have comprehensive, accurate data to begin with.
So we've really covered the whole journey today, from the basic definitions all the way to advanced risk mitigation. The core takeaway for me is that financial record keeping, it's not just some administrative chore. It is the absolute foundation for success. It turns raw data into actionable intelligence.
And to make that work, you have to build a culture of financial responsibility. It has to start from the top. When leadership shows that this discipline matters, it filters down through the entire organization, and you end up with a much stronger, more resilient company.
The path here is about continuous improvement, not perfection on day one. So before you go, just ask yourself, what's the weakest link in your financial system right now? Is it outdated software? Is it that you never get around to reconciliation? Maybe it's poor management of your receivables.
Focus on that one thing. Steady progress is the goal. The investment you make in disciplined record keeping will pay dividends for the entire life of your business. Remember, good financial management that's actually implemented is infinitely better than a perfect system that you never get around to starting. Just make one small improvement today.